This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
A group of Austrian-born Holocaust survivors is asking Austria's government to reopen negotiations on compensation for Jewish property looted during the Holocaust. The Israeli-based group says its members are still owed billions of euros, despite a compensation agreement signed in 2001. Kerry Skyring reports from Vienna.
Den Eintritt meiner Heimat in das Deutsche Reich!
Adolf Hitler's march into Vienna in 1938. Celebrated by many Austrians, it was the start of a nightmare for the city's 200,000 Jews. They were evicted from their homes, their property was confiscated, and many were to die in concentration camps. For decades, Holocaust survivors and their descendants battled for restitution or compensation. In 2001, the Austrian government acknowledged its previous efforts had not been adequate and signed what's known as the Washington Agreement. As a result, $210 million was distributed to claimants. That, says Martha Raviv, an Israeli spokesperson for the survivors group, is a fraction of what they're owed.
The most of the people at the government know well that the sum which was paid to us is a ridiculous sum, and Austria itself is in a wonderful economic state and got richer and richer by the assets of the Jews from the time of the Holocaust.
Some historians estimate the value of confiscated property at $15 billion. But Jewish groups, mainly in the United States and Austria, agreed with the government that what became known as the Settlement Fund would distribute just $210 million. Another condition of the agreement was an end to class action lawsuits against Austria in U.S. courts. Associate Professor of International Law Ursula Kriebaum from Vienna University helped draft that agreement.
The participants were determined to secure by measures enumerated in that agreement a final and global resolution and a closure concerning all Austrian Jewish properties, assets, interests that were seized, liquidated or rendered defunct during the National Socialists' era and in its aftermath.
Austria has made other efforts to compensate for the crimes of the Holocaust, including a national fund which makes cash payments to individuals for their suffering. But Martha Raviv, herself an attorney, says she's hoping the Israeli government will now get involved and put pressure on Austria to reopen the compensation agreement. The alternative is for her group to pursue their case through the courts.
If we need to go to court, it's a question of very big expenses, and I don't know how we'll manage to do this.
Martha Raviv was born in Vienna. Her father was murdered in the Buchenwald concentration camp. With her mother, she spent 3 months in Bergen-Belsen and was lucky to survive the Holocaust. Ursula Kriebaum says there can never be adequate compensation.
Justice, 50 years later, that's pretty difficult. Yeah, what everybody wanted to achieve was some measure of justice. Actually, we strive to get the best measure of justice you can do 50 years later.
There's been no official comment from the Austrian government. However, the leader of the Green Party has written to the Israeli group saying it's clear that sums paid to survivors would barely cover property damages. Kerry Skyring, Deutsche Welle Radio, Vienna.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.